It's so good to be back home in Smishar tonight. And if you look at the south wall, you'll see a reproduction of a painting called The Head of Christ. Now, the artist was Warner Salmon, a Christian painter from Chicago, born in 1892, who died in 1968. The Head of Christ was created in 1941, and more than 500 million copies have been sold. There's probably many more who've been stolen now in our digital age. It was one of the most familiar images in American churches in the 1950s. My son Eric came to church here almost every Sunday until he was 12, and that's when we moved to Elmwood. Now, Eric has assured me that even though there are 500 million or more copies of this painting, the one on the wall at Smishar is the one true image of Christ. Now, everyone can claim to have the one true faith, the one true way, the one right sect, or the one right theology. And in the Middle Ages, they were full of relics, bones of saints, pieces of the one true cross, the Holy Grail, and many more. And these relics were made for a very lucrative trade from the traveling con artist. Now, you may want to join with Eric in his belief that the true image of Christ hangs on the south wall of the United Methodist Church. And if you do, maybe you will go proselytize and make converts. And these followers and converts will then want to make pilgrimages and come as pilgrims to look in the south wall of Smishar and see the one true image of Christ. Now, there are those in our greater body of Christ that want to draw very specific rules, have very narrow beliefs, and they want to clearly define what the one true religion is, the one right ritual, the one right sect. And the mission of the church, though, throughout time, and especially today as well, is usually harmed by human nature. And our human nature, who professes that we, and we alone, know the one true way, the one true religion. There's an old hymn, The Church's One Foundation. It has this verse. Though with a scornful wonder men see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up how long, and soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. So, no matter your claims, beliefs, or theology, there is only one true image of Christ. That is the image that people see when they look at you. What do people see in you? When your neighbors are in need, are you generous with your talents and your gifts? Or do you hoard them and hold them close to yourself and protect them to keep them just for you? The image the world sees, and the image that God knows, is more important than any doctrine, any profession, any sect, any belief. It is not what you have as your view. It is what God views. It's what the people who meet you view. Do they see Christ in you?